All hail Andrea, if you know what's good for ya, there is no one bolder than Boulder resident, LGBTQ and mental health advocate, social and political activist, artist, and slam poet Andrea Gibson, who performed at CU's Glenn Miller Ballroom on November 5th at 7 p.m. Gibson is nothing short of a warrior, and this homecoming stop on her tour was a gift to every listener in the audience. Embodying the strongest, bravest, and most courageous hearts that inhabit this city, Gibson left you with dry eyes by the end of the set, but left everyone with an opportunity to share free hugs afterwards. Via Facebook, Gibson writes what people cannot say. She is the idol, icon, and epitome of Feastie when it comes to shedding light on the darkest corners of human lives. Covering topics ranging from self-worth, illness, gender identity, white privilege, race, politics, equality, and specific, relevant current events, Gibson gets it. She hit every heart's hurt and creates a sense of home with it. Her tattooed exterior and sense of humor entangle with her gentility and desire to connect with everyone on an extremely human level in the most stunning way. She welcomes the audience with disclaimers of limited trigger warnings, but encourages self-discretion and self-care. She reminds us all by saying, "Just so you know, you get to leave this room whenever you want to. Whatever you have to do to take care of yourself, I don't care if you are sitting in the front row and it's in the middle of the poem." When it comes to what's expected of well-known authors or artists, Gibson crushes every stereotypical form of fan etiquette and artist-audience interaction in order to remind us that she is just one of us, and how lucky are we to have her on our team. In the middle of her set, Gibson recognizes the qualities of Boulder that make her question whether there's anything like it in the whole world. Gibson, she makes sure to thank the audience for our presence, knowing that whoever chose to witness her that night is of a similar belief system. She says, "Thank God you all are here because there's so much that needs to change in this city. I have a feeling there are a lot of hearts here who are making that kind of difference. So thank you." Gibson's goal is to create a healthy dialogue about unhealthy situations. The question of the night that left the room buzzing was and continues to be, "Who are my people? What will it take for things to change, and how can I begin?" Now, Gibson mentions that one of her idols pushes her to comfort the disturbed and disturb the comfortable, and demonstrates her the warriorship it requires to continue showing up in this world. Referring to one of her poems, she calls us angels of the get-through, all of us, anyone who sat in a chair November 5th at 7 p.m. to hear Gibson speak, understood. There was a collective sharing of soft hearts and understanding of the struggle that is life. We are there to feel, to show up again and again after the difficulties of life that have kept us hiding and hurting and in desperate need of help. And Gibson, leader of our vulnerability, was there to validate our experience. Gibson is the mind-body connection. She uses her words as the vehicle to connect herself and every listener to their bodies through the use of her mind. Her mind is connecting with our bodies as we feel what she says, and it is an energetic magnetism that only a true artist could put to words. Andrea Gibson is as real as they come. She helps people move forward when we feel we cannot, or don't know how, or refuse. She moves mass crowds daily, she saves lives daily, as she gives voice to those who don't have one, as she creates art that we need to see. She pushes every limit and boundary in every which way. She uses her craft for the betterment of society, to keep the buzz electrifying and electrocuting people who need to begin the conversation. Andrea Gibson is active, awake, alive. She knows her flaws and that Boulder is flawed, but she knows that her greatest strength is to accept that she, that we, are all of it. Andrea Gibson is here to help us heal together. Andrea Gibson is Boulder's hero. She is everything a poet strives to be and she's everything familiar a soul seeks. Andrea Gibson has impacted my life immensely and helps reassure me as to why I'm here. I can only attempt to reciprocate for Gibson by writing on her behalf, as she has spent over a decade writing about all of us. Thank goodness for Andrea, thank goodness for Boulder. It's time for us to follow so we can also learn then, to lead.